The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the big question for many people who are intending to go on holidays in the next few weeks is, will the Aer Lingus pilot strike actually happen? To give us the latest on the possible strike, we're joined by Eoin Corey, editor of Travel Extra. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has heaped pressure on both Aer Lingus and the unions to have meaningful talks together. Will that make any difference?
Very unlikely. I do expect the strike will not go ahead, but I expect when the deal is signed, and there will be a deal, it'll be later rather than sooner. And it comes down to this. Why would IALPA go to all that trouble of the e-ballot that Aer Lingus then questioned, and then the paper ballot, which was publicised over the last couple of days, come into the talks with their strike threat in their, with all the formalities done in their back pocket, and then start conceding things? I suspect there will be a lot of grandstanding. There will be, the claims on both sides. Aer Lingus will be saying the one quarter of these pilots earn 250,000 a year. Why are they looking for 49,000 more? IALPA is saying, well, we're earning 60,000 at base level, and other airlines in Europe are earning more than us. And all of that will be filling the airwaves over the next few weeks. But what will probably happen is we'll go right to the wire on the strike, and possibly 4 a.m. on the day the strike is about to be held, a deal be forged.
The passengers are not in the room. Really messy because, even for Aer Lingus, they decide to wet hire some aircraft in maybe to get some of the passengers to where they're going. They have to cancel them at the last minute at great expense. Meantime, people who are intending to book even last minute will be saying, not going Aer Lingus, whatever way I'm going, I'm not going that way.
Now you have it. IALPA have the stronger hand in this. The passengers are not in the room. That's the sad thing. Both will be pressing their case, but the passengers are the ones who will be sitting outside saying, this is out of my control. What do I do? What will the IALPA are pressing sort of the Gagan press that Jurgen Klopp would have done, or what Jimmy McGuinness is doing in Donegal. They're pressing Aer Lingus into a corner on three fronts. The first one, forward bookings, they've more or less collapsed. The people who are going away for the summer are not booking with Aer Lingus. They're looking to Ryanair. They're looking transatlantic to American, Delta, United, JetBlue. The second place is that Aer Lingus will have to do exactly what you said, sourcing either within IAG, the larger group, or elsewhere, aircraft and crew to fill the routes, to avoid discommoding passengers, as Donal Moriarty promised on television the other night. And they will probably be put in a position where they're going to have to start doing that before the deal is reached. The third is a more interesting one. It's a newer one. EU 261 that we've talked about several times on this programme. Initially, the exceptional circumstances when this came in 2004, included all strikes. It's been reinterpreted in recent years in many jurisdictions. It's fairly loosely phrased, so it ends up being reinterpreted by case law. And they have increasingly held that an airline is negligent if a strike takes place. So that means Aer Lingus will have the exceptional circumstance of having to pay penal, apart from the refunding the fare, penal compensation to passengers because they were discommoded. It's not the union that pays this. It's the airline that gets hit with this bill. IALPA know that, and they're going to press and press and press. That's why they're not going to give 15 days notice. They're going to give 7 because they want Aer Lingus to be hit with that bill.
So if they were to give 15 days notice, Aer Lingus would simply give you back your money for your
ticket.
That's
exactly it. Yeah, the penal compensation doesn't. It's very different from the contract with the airline, which is to get you exactly to where you're supposed to be, or give you your money back. It's to stop airlines riding rough and ready with passengers. But that didn't. If that would baggage handler strike, something like that, by an external third party, it would be an exceptional circumstance. What we've seen in recent years is that airlines have been told by the EU court they have to pay compensation, including in one case by a wildcard strike, which wasn't even sanctioned by the union. The airlines are quite grumpy about it, but that's where they are in terms of where they're being boxed into a case law. IALPA know that, Aer Lingus know that. That's going to be a factor in the negotiations
now,
as well.
It's very hard to see how the public would have sympathy with the pilots. They are very well paid. We'll talk about that pay in a moment. And really, they're talking about inflation and how they haven't kept pace with inflation, how other airlines might pay more, et cetera, et cetera. But the figures involved don't bring about public sympathy, you know, where, just to coin the phrase, from recent discussions, that nearly, 25% of the pilots are earning more than the DG of RTE.
Well, they're earning more than the Taoiseach as well. Now, the thing is that public sympathy doesn't really matter. You know, what you need in industrial relations is to put yourself in the position of maximum strength, what Jürgen Klopp would preach. And you that's what ALPA have been doing. They've rushed through the process with undue haste. By the way, as an NUJ member, Captain Ty is the sort of person you'd like to have representing you, you know, to get the best deal. That's his job. It's no criticism of ALPA or of their president. But what they have done is gone from December, which was the internal process, to the WRC. They barely paused for breath at the WRC, to the Labour Court. Labour Court did what Labour Court does. It comes out with a compromise, what it thinks is a compromise. The pilots rejected it. And all along, you could see, if I'm interpreting this right, there was a race to get the ballot done and the strike threat in place before the summer. If you're in aviation, no point in striking during winter. That's what they've done. The normal process, by the way, going through all of this would be, in industrial relations, would be about 14 months.
Okay, so they've timed it. They've timed it for the end of the leaving cert, basically.
Like the Irish relay sprint team, they've reached the finish line as quickly as they could to hit the summer. And that's what industrial relations is. It's not a criticism.
The numbers game, when we talk about this, you'll get pilots squealing in our text screen saying, we don't earn anything like that. But Donal Moriarty this morning on our breakfast show said that 25.4% of their pilots are on a current overall package. That's basic pay, variable pay, pension contributions of 287,000. Pilots want to increase that to 349,000. Then 12% of their pilots, the next 100, are on an overall package of 215. The next 19.5%, 150 pilots, are on an overall package of 170,000. And then the next 57% are on an overall package of in and around 200,000. Now, the people are saying, no, the average pay is 110,000. I can't make sense of those numbers.
There are 26 different pay scales, plus all the agreed. My experience of Aer Lingus is that they tend to factor in the cost of the package. My experience of IALPA is they tend to factor in the take home, and they also concentrate on the lowest grades.
I mean, the pension contribution of 21% is a very generous pension contribution by any employment standards. I don't know how they achieve that, because it's quite a remarkable contribution towards pension.
These are because they're a very powerful union, and their legacy agreements from strikes previously, 1985, 2003 was the last one. We went very close to the wire in 2008. They have a capacity of getting what they want because they're powerful. And the increase of €49,000 is more than a lot of Aer Lingus staff get in a year. You know, pilots do an important job. They keep us all safe. Nurses save our lives. My own life was saved by a nurse in 2018, and a lot of their annual salary is less than the pilots is seeking an increase. That's not a reflection on pilots or their job or IALPA or anything. It's just the power they have had over the years, and it's not unique to Ireland.
No, and we see even the air traffic controllers, we know that they do it every summer in France. So
keeping it to pilots, Lufthansa's pilots got a very good deal out of a series of strikes. Scandinavian SAS 2 years ago, a lot of listeners would have remembered daily cancellations on the Dublin Stockholm flight. And the deal they got was so expensive for the airline that the airline went into Chapter 11 and has now effectively been taken over by Air France. They can damage the airline looking for this. And that's a very important point in the background here, because Aer Lingus has six of their trendiest new aircraft and their new narrow-body aircraft in the sky, the A321XLR. Two of them they started painting. The tail was painted in Aer Lingus colours. It's now been going to Iberia within the IAG group. And the second one is too. It was announced yesterday. It's going to serve apparatus to Boston instead of the Irish routes it was going to serve next year. So we could see Aer Lingus's growth plan pushed back. And from IALPA's point of view, that means the pilots that were to be recruited in this expansion, the next generation of IALPA, are being effectively pushed out by the pay demands of the current generation.
So they have to be careful what they wish for. All right, Eoin Corrie, editor of Travel Extra, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.